My name is Brian Kinsey, and I'm the pastor of First Pentecostal Church in Pensacola. I'm delighted that you're listening to this message, and I hope it blesses your life. If you'd like to submit a prayer request, or if you're interested in a personal Bible study, you can call us at 850-477-1100, or send us an email at firstpent@firstpent.org. We hope you enjoy this message.
If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2. I'll read that single verse and then Hebrews 11, 27 and that verse as well. Isaiah 43 and 2. Hear the word of the Lord today. Receive it in faith. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Amen. Hebrews 11, 27. By faith, talking about Moses, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. That represents the system that had authority and power to trouble Moses and to stop or to hinder God's people. For he endured, and this is what he did. He saw him who is invisible. Now that is what I attempt to do in this service for you. I want you to see he who is invisible. My text, the invisible presence. God bless you. You may be seated. Alfred Tennyson wrote these words from Rabbi Ben Ezra. But I need now as then thee, O God, who moldest men. And I believe what he was trying to say is that you never get to a point spiritually where you don't need the hand of the Lord molding and shaping your life. No matter how long you've been in the church, how long you have walked with God, you still need to be molded by him. To get here, we had to be molded by God for sure, or you wouldn't be where you are. But yeah, as then, now, we still need the hand of the Lord molding us because we still have a ways to go. I haven't made heaven yet. And so I'm still fighting the battle. How many of you are still fighting alongside me in the battle? Every heart that is climbing these altar stairs toward God, toward transformation, toward improvement, toward growth, you're not alone in your battle. God will attend and he will share every struggle and every step in that long ascent. God will be with you. You may not hear him, you may not see him, but he is there. And although invisible and although he cannot be seen, he's still at work. He's still blessing on your behalf. Among the many promises that God has made to his people, his promise to be with us through every storm as we travel upward and onward in the way is the one that carries the sweetest melody of grace. When thou passest through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you're not going to be burned. As you listen to the music of such a promise, how in the world can you not sit down and listen to such a melody? It's sweeter than any angel song that has ever been sung. And it's in that moment that you recognize that the Lord is with us. Can somebody hear what I'm saying right now? The Lord is with us. Can you hear that today? Can you hear the sound of music in this house? The Lord is with us. And it's at that moment that the world loses its power to hurt. It's at that moment that you don't fear the king any longer. It's at that moment that the system that has come against you to try to bring you down because of your stand on your convictions will not be able to hurt you. Sorrow is healed. Trials and hardships of life are conquered, and your heart is filled with a victorious peace. And when I begin to think about it, out of the shadows of the scripture come these old promises that I see evident in God working in Israel. Listen to their deliverance from Egypt. This is when you need God with you. You can't get out of this world without Jesus helping you. Just like Israel was on the banks of the Red Sea, you can't get out of your sin without the power of the blood. Your sin problem is greater than what you can handle. But I hear a voice in the midst of a hostile army thundering behind me, trying to recapture me and reclaim me. I hear God saying, go forward, go forward. There's nothing to go forward to. He said, but when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. It's at that moment when it looks like all is lost that a way is opened and an invisible presence has the power to protect you from the hostility. Another time God needs to be with us, and another shadow from the scripture is when Israel stands at the banks of the Jordan and they're entering into their promise. Because you see, you can't just come out of the world. You got to get into the promise. You got to get into the church. You got to find out what it's all about. You don't just come to church to get saved and then go home and eat Krispy Kremes. You got to come to church and find out what your purpose is. You got to enter into His promise. Is anybody glad you came to church on Sunday morning? You had something to do instead of just be hung over from Saturday night and just be hung over from some dope addiction. You're here in the house of God and you're clapping your hands and you're praising the Lord and you're blessing Jesus. You're entering into the promise. I've come to tell you that the promise is just on the other side of the flood. And when you pass through the rivers, He said, they shall not overflow thee. God has spoken. We're going to take the land. We are well able. The harvest is set before us. The hour is ripe, and the time of conquest is now. I think we ought to take the promise. If God's promised you healing, rise up and take it. If God's promised you reconciliation in your home, rise up and take it. I've come to tell somebody, the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. I see the invisible. I know the hand of God is in the house. I can't see it, and sometimes I can't feel it, but it's here. It's here. There's another time when you need the Lord and He's got to be with you, and that's when you have to stand on your convictions like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And that's not always easy, especially when you're faced a hostile king that's turned up the furnace 7 times hotter in order to burn you up in it. And it was His intention for you to die before you were ever put in the fire. But as you're walking through the fire, you found out that there's a fourth man that shows up and an invisible presence. And when thou walkest through the fire, it shall not burn you, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Closer than the hot breath of the fire is that invisible presence. God is closer than the disaster. God is closer than the pain. I know the pain, it looks like it's there, and the sickness, it looks like it's there. But I've come to tell you that Jesus is closer than the pain, and He's closer than the disease, and He's closer than all of the tragedy and the circumstance. And I promise you, I feel this in the Holy Ghost. You're going to come up out of your fire and you're not even going to smell the smoke on you. You're not even going to stink. I said, you're not even going to stink. You're going to come out on the other side and say, there was a reason. There was a purpose. God does not leave the soul to struggle alone. He's there when misfortunes overtake and trials come. He comes down to the troubled soul with himself. That's the best answer. That's the best reward. It's not this blessing or that blessing, but him, the invisible presence. He builds around tried and tempted and struggling lives that living wall of his invisible and invincible divine presence. It's a promise that he will share with everything that is going on in your life. It's not just something he throws you into and then he backs off and sees how you do. He might put you in it, but he's right there with you in the midst. His promise is to share in it, not to exempt you from it. The two most disastrous agents known to man are named in my text in Isaiah, both the flood and the fire. They register every disastrous and hurtful influence that may ever assail the human life. And how many of you have been through the flood? And how many of you have been through the fire? And you know, David said, I ran through a troop and I leaped over a wall. How many of you have felt like you got stomped on by the troop and thrown over the wall? Yeah, I faced that wall too, but I think somebody pushed me off and I fell. Hallelujah. But God said, I'll share them with you. It's not a promise of immunity from these things, but it is a promise that he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. God does not say to the soul, I will stop the flood and put out the fire, but he did promise that he would bring us out. And he said, I'm not going to take you over it, and I won't take you around it, and I'm not going to take you under it, but I will take you through it. I say through it all, when it looks like I can't feel him and I can't see him, the Lord is there. Amen. He does not rate worldly ease as important. Misfortune and adversity, listen to me, are not tokens of God's disfavor. Quit listening to everybody around you. I'm going to say that again. Since I have it written, I can just say it again. Misfortune and adversity are not tokens of divine disfavor. Man, that felt so good. I think I'll say it again because I'm challenging some people's voice that keeps speaking nonsense. I'm telling you, misfortune and adversity are not tokens of divine disfavor. They're not saying that God is hostile. Neither do they indicate that you are a failure. You're not a failure. You're not a failure. The Lord is with you. Success is not softness. It's the achievement of character. It means being true to your convictions, even when the king says, I'm fixing to roast you. I brought my barbecue sauce and everything. Amen. One may lose all he has and still succeed. Because the man who succeeds is the one who doesn't lose his honor when he goes through the fire. A character from Jewish history back before Jesus was born was Judas Maccabeus. He rallied his faithful 800 followers. You probably don't know him, but or have heard of him in history. But before he faced the Syrian army of 20,000 that had come against him, he declared to his brethren around him and he got them to shoulder the burden. He said, if our time be come, let us die like men for our brethren, for our nation, and for our God, and let us not stain our honor. The victory had already been won. You say, well, I want to be a success. I'm going to tell you what true success is. It's when you go through the fire and you go through the flood and you come out on the other side still praising God, still holding to your convictions. I may lose it all, but I'm still going to praise Him. I'm going to lift Him up. I'm going to magnify Him despite the disasters. I retain my integrity, and I refuse to curse God. Though He slay me, yet will I trust in Him. And though the skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. That's the real king among men. To be true to your duty, to keep your mind unsullied from any wrong or unforgiveness, to maintain self-respect, to be faithful to a friend, generous to a foe, and upright in all of your relations in life. That is true success. To gain this, God pledges His help. He makes no offer to take you out of the storm, but He said, I'll be with you in the storm. He will not coddle you. He allows these trials to come. I don't know why. I wished I could understand it all, and I wished I had an adequate explanation, but I can tell you about the invisible presence of God. And when they come, it's He that says, I am with you. Now, if I'm with you, that's one thing. But if God says, I am with you, that's a totally different word. There's something better than immunity from adverse conditions, and that's the ability to conquer them. There's something more powerful than conquering, than overcoming the storm and saying, peace be still, and that's walking on it while it's still raging. Hallelujah. I wish somebody would get out of the boat and say, I might go down, but I'm going to get out of this boat because I found a God that said He would be with me. I wished I knew how to preach. I want to convince you to see the invisible here today. I wished I knew how to say it to get the hand of God at work in your life. Omnipotence shares the struggle, and that ensures our victory. God says, when the waters are swelling around you, I'm at your side. When the flames crackle and scorch, I'm closer than the fire. When the avalanche of disaster sweeps down, I'll share the shock. When misfortune strikes, I'm on guard and I'm looking on, and you are safe. He knows and He shares all. He knows where you're at. He sees what you're going through and He shares your burden. He doesn't just say, take it. He doesn't just say, get over it. But He puts His shoulder underneath the burden with you. And when you're trying to lift and it's too heavy for you, nothing's too heavy for God. He picks it up with His shoulder. See, you don't catch it from the English because it doesn't bear out the actual original language. But when He says to take His yoke upon you, He's not talking about you take His yoke and He watch you while you work. Yeah. All right, you get out there and you plow that field up with all of its stones and you go take that yoke on you. It's easy. It's not really that hard. It's locomotive. You know, it's got steam engine on it. No, He doesn't do that. That means the yoke fellow. He's asking you to join Him in His yoke. That means He's in the yoke. What makes it easy is not that the yoke is any different. He's in the yoke with you, praise. You on one side and He's on the other side. Come on, I feel something in the house. I wish y'all would see the invisible. And when I can't pull another moment, God starts pulling. And I'm telling you, there's no field He cannot plow. There's no storm He cannot defeat. There's no mountain He cannot move. He mingles His tears in your sorrow. He takes up into His heart all that troubles His children. That's my safety. That's my refuge. That's the pledge of ultimate victory. All floods cannot drown such kind of love, nor fires consume him who is attended by this invisible presence. It's been what has kept me. I didn't know how God was going to do it, but somehow I continued. I prayed. I worshiped. No man ever went through a great trial hand in hand with God and didn't come out better for it. Nobody. The greatest of trials is for one to confront in the midst of that trial and declare to the devil while you're going through it, I am not alone. See, I'm saying it under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. If I've ever been anointed, I'm anointed today to tell you the Lord is with you. But you got to stand up in the midst of your trial and you got to say, the Lord is with me and I am not alone. I said, you're not alone. God's pulling with you. Amen. The greatest trial that anybody can go through is to not have God with you in the trial. But I'm so thankful that I'm not without God and you're not without hope. Everybody here needs that assurance that Jesus is your friend. Can I assure you of that today? I mean, it's the truth. He's called us friends. I don't call him my friend. He's called me his friend. Huh, that's pretty special right there. God wants to be your friend. I mean, I don't understand that any better than you do, and I know that there's probably a thousand theological viewpoints on that, but nevertheless, whichever viewpoint you find, if it's the 867.3, I don't know, but it doesn't matter to me because that's what Jesus said. He's still my friend. The bottom line is I'm going to take the word, you take your 1,000 opinions, and I'll take the book. I don't need easier conditions. I don't need a changed standard. I don't need God to lessen the standard for me. I don't need kindlier circumstances. I just need Jesus to show up. The most valuable asset of this church is not this building. The most valuable asset of this church is not the property. The most valuable asset of the Christian is the fact that God said, I will never leave you. That's the most powerful asset we've got. Woo! If the hurricane strikes, he's with us. If a tornado strikes and tears up Ohio, he's with us. God is with us in the flood. God is with us in the fire. But just because God is with you, that doesn't give you an excuse just to sit around and not worship. God's, all of these spiritual resources we have available to us doesn't give us an excuse to be listless and indolent and just sit around. Faith without works is dead, the Bible says. This invisible presence is no apology for incompetency. You should never do less than your best. And God's the only one I know of that can take my best, as small as it is, and make it better than the best. Because he can do that. He can take the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and multiply it and feed 5,000. He reinforces our weakness with his strength. Faith taps into omnipotence. And God shares in the midst of the flood and the fire and draws close to the soul and turns it around and brings us into his Shekinah glory. I may have lost everything around me, but I have not lost my relationship with Jesus. Because I've been commissioned, I've been asked to grow, to continue, to pray, to worship. If you're not giving it your best, Don't build a theology around it. Repent and start today. Say, well, there's so much water under the bridge. I don't know if I can ever make it. Well, there's water under the bridge for everybody. You can make it. Get over it. Repent of it. I said, repent of it. And the good thing about Jesus is you can start right now. There might be 20 elder brothers in this house that says you can't, but I am here in the spirit of the Father, and I'm telling you, you can. I'll say that again. I don't have it written down either. I said there might be 20 elder brothers that say you can't, but there I am in the spirit of the Father, and he says you can. Because he's waiting on the porch, waiting for you to show up, and he's going to take you back. I don't know what you're going through right now. I don't know what distortion the enemy is trying to place on your mind, or what the enemy is trying to do in your life to bring discouragement and despair. But I come against it in the name of Jesus. I've got friends that are hurting in Louisiana. I've got friends that are hurting in Ohio. I got friends that are hurting in the Northeast. And I just need God to come into this place with his invisible presence. There's people hurting right here today that may have not have articulated that to anyone, but they feel the pain. They feel the pain of a wrong choice. They feel the pain of somebody else's sin and the damage and destruction that it caused in their life. All of us have felt these things at times in our life, and we can't do anything about them particularly, but we can come and join with the invisible presence of the Lord that is in this house. And God will pull with you. He will struggle with you, and he will help you overcome. Now, I want everybody to stand. I want the musicians to come, but I don't want you to start playing just yet. But get in your position, because I want you to get out of where you're standing, and I want you to walk down that aisle, and I want you to meet me here in the front. If you need a touch from God, I need my intercessors to come on as well, if you would. If God has used you, come on up here, David. Come on up here with your wonderful bride. Come on up here. Now, I want you to understand what the Holy Ghost wants to do. You see, you just thought you came to church this morning because you made a conscious decision to get up and get dressed and hopefully take a shower. and come to church. You made a conscious decision. But you don't realize that there was an invisible hand working all in the background that you didn't even know, bringing you to this service for this message and this purpose today. To bring you into an opportunity for transformation and growth. And God is able to do that in your life right now. See, you look at all of these people that are in need of Jesus to help them right now, and to pray and to seek the Lord and to call upon God. Look at all this. And the hand of the Lord's already at work. If I could just get you to see the invisible. Now, that's a place of trust, isn't it? Because while you're going through it, it's hard to know. I mean, it's hard to see that. It's hard to know that what God's doing, because I mean, there's times I don't have the slightest idea what he's doing. People ask me, what's God doing? Don't know. I say, well, you're supposed to know. No, I'm not. I don't know any more than you do. I know less than you know. You probably know more than I know. But what am I going to do? I'm just going to take a hold of that invisible hand and believe that he can guide me through it. And he will. He will. He will. He will guide you through it. Now, where are my intercessors? All of my intercessors, just lift your hand wherever you're at. Okay, you're all right. How many of you need a touch, a special touch from God right now? You're going through the fire and you need the invisible presence of God to show up and minister. Lift your hand right now. Now, all of you precious intercessors, I want you to look around you. And I may have to conscript some of you to just become an intercessor right now, because we got people everywhere here that need a touch from God. And I just felt this. I'm going to come and get to as many of you as I can. And I'm going to pray for you personally, because I just feel that very strongly in the Holy Ghost. Okay, musicians, you can begin to play softly right now. I am so blessed to have the opportunity to be able to tell you that the Lord is with you. If you can recognize it, if you can see it, then you can tap the resource. But you got to be able to see it or trust it. Seeing means trusting. It doesn't mean seeing something with your visible eye. It means trusting God. If I can get you to trust that it's there and that He's working, I can get you through it. I will be with you. 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 Now, saints of God, all of you that are standing in the back, I appreciate all of you coming. You've been a beautiful audience today. Thank you for your attendance. I bless all of you. I want you to step forward, if you would, and begin to pray with some of these. If you would come up here, everyone that can, everyone that's physically able, I want you to come up here, because we're going to pray and minister, and we're going to see this invisible hand of God work in people's life. Come on, and let's pray and seek the Lord and trust in God.
I have this confidence because I've seen the faithfulness of God. The still inside the storm, the promise of the shore.
We hope you enjoyed this message. Please reach out to us if you have any questions. We can be found at firstpent.org. That's firstpent.org. If you're ever in Pensacola, Florida, we hope you visit us. Be blessed in Jesus' name.